Testing in the House chamber, Legislative Day 13.
This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Penny.
Would you pray with me? Merciful Father, you have provided us another beautiful day. You have brought us to this place called the North Carolina General Assembly, to the House in particular, Father, to do your business and the people's business. Give us wisdom from on high. Give us insight, Father, into what you would have for those, the citizens of North Carolina, which once again will be pleasing and honorable in your sight. Give each one of those who represent the people, Father, the wisdom that we need, Father, to do those things which would bring honor and glory to you and would represent once again the people of this great state. And we'd be careful to ask for it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Would our class like to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? If y'all would stand and we can all do the Pledge of Allegiance. Y'all ready? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do have a school group with us today. We want to welcome you all to the North Carolina General Assembly, to the House of Representatives. We hope you have a great visit with us today, and glad you're here with us for this administrative session. You'll notice there's not a lot of folks here now. Members are in committee meetings today, but regardless, we're glad to have you with us today. The gentleman from Harnett, the lady from Wake, Representative Perret, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 13th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Perret moves that the journal for February 13th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introductions of bills and resolutions, the clerk will read.
Representatives Hardister, Lambert, Zinger, and White, House Bill 89, adopt official state cookie and star.
State government of favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives John, Austin, Budd, and Harrison, House Bill 90, judicial discretion of failure to appear release conditions.
Judiciary 2, with favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives John, Austin, Terry Brown, and Budd, House Bill 91, create pretrial release study committee.
Judiciary 2, with favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative John, Austin, Budd, and Longus, House Bill 92, superseding order, domestic violence.
Judiciary 2, with favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Moss, House Bill 93, allow preserve operators to purchase rabbits.
Wildlife Resources, and favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Sane, Dahl, Willis, and Hawkins, House Bill 94, ABC Law, local sales option.
Alcohol Beverage Control, if favorable finance, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Howard, House Bill 95, the Bermuda Run Project Funds.
Appropriations, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Kidwell and Hardister, House Bill 96, NC Reclaiming College Education on America Constitutional Heritage Act.
Education Universities, if favorable education community colleges, and if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Gillespie, Willis, Torbert, and Hardister, House Bill 97, In-State Tuition Pilot Program.
Education Community Colleges, if favorable rules, calendar, operations of the House.
Representatives Biggs, Hardister, Neil Jackson, and Lambert, House Bill 98, Medical Freedom Act.
Health, if favorable, Judiciary 1, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Paré, House Bill 99, Wake County Board of Commissioners, election, nonpartisan.
Local government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Ross and Rydell, House Bill 100, Regional Firing Range, Alamance County College.
Appropriations, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Adams, Hastings, Kidwell, and Carson Smith, House Bill 101, the Firearms Liberty Act.
Judiciary 3, a favorable rules calendar in operation is the House.
Representative Dustin Hall, House Resolution 102, House Permanent Rules.
Rules calendar in operation is the House.
Representative Davis, House Bill 103, General Statutes Commission Technical Corrections 2023.
Judiciary 1, a favorable rules calendar in operation is the House.
Representative Davis, House Bill 104, General Statutes Commission Uniform Regulated Child Custody Transfer Act, Article 3.
Judiciary 1, a favorable rules calendar in operation is the House.
Representatives Winlow, Loftus, Miller, and Penny, House Bill 105, Elderly Property Tax Appreciation Exclusion.
Finance, a favorable rules calendar in operation is the House.
Representatives Lambert, Kyle Hall, and Zinger, House Bill 106, School Calendar Flexibility, Forsyth, Winston-Salem, Stokes.
Education K-12, a favorable rules calendar in operation is the House. Messages from the Senate, the Corporal Reed.
Message from the Senate. Senate Bill 18, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act increasing the number of members of Stanley County Airport Authority and authorizing the Airport Authority to enter into leases and contracts for terms not to exceed 30 years.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 20, Committee Substitute Number 2, Third Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to revise the laws pertaining to the safe surrender of infants under the abuse, neglect, and dependency laws and make conforming statutory changes.
Rules counter and operations of the House.
Senate Bill 53, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to clarify that occupants of accommodations provided by hotels, motels, and similar lodgings do not create a tendency for not subject to Chapter 42 of the General Statutes and to clarify that these occupancies are governed by the statutes related to inns, hotels, and other transient occupants.
Rules calendar and operations of the House. Members, pursuant to the announcements made last week, there will be no votes today. There will, however, be votes tomorrow. In terms of the scheduling tomorrow, tomorrow's session will, when we adjourn today, we will reconvene at 9:30 tomorrow morning. However, there will be no votes at 9:30. The votes tomorrow will be at, will start at 3 o'clock. The purpose for the morning session at 9:30 is to allow bills that will be proceeding through the committees to make their way to the House floor. Members should expect that any bills that are in committee today and tomorrow to be on the floor tomorrow afternoon. So members would do well to review all of those bills, to go ahead and be working on any amendments, if any, that members have to ask questions of bill sponsors, and also if members need any background or information, to seek that from central staff at this time. So again, on the printed calendar, it may show no business, but I want to make very clear that there will be votes tomorrow. And so any bills in committee today and tomorrow are eligible for the calendar on Wednesday. And it does appear that we will have votes tomorrow on Wednesday and on Thursday. We have one bill that's going to be a two-day bill that has to be done. With that, notices or announcements. Anything from the court? Right. Seeing nothing further before the body, the lady from Wake, Representative Perret, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 15th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Perret moves, seconded by Representative Penny, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Wednesday, February 15th at 9:30 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Representatives Potts, Baker, Lambeth, Parry, Sasser, and White are recognized to send forth a Health Committee report. House Bill 35, expand definition of opioid antagonist, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 35, referred to rules. House Bill 76, access to health care options, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 76, re-referred to Committee on Finance. Representatives Penny and Watford are recognized to send forth a local government committee report. House Bill 31, Rowan Salisbury, Board of Education, filing period, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 31, referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House. House Bill 57, City of Hendersonville, parking meter proceeds, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 57, referred to the Committee on Finance. Representative Potts, Baker, Lambeth, Parry, Sasser, and White are recognized to send forth an additional Health Committee report. House Bill 75, PA team-based practice, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, House Bill 75, referred to rules. Representative Penny and Watford are recognized to send forth a local government committee report. House Bill 5, Town of Fuquay, Verena, deannexation, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, House Bill 5. Re-referred to finance. House Bill 27, elect Thomasville City Board of Education. Favorable comp sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Whereas committee substitute, House Bill 27. Referred to Committee on Rules. House Bill 30, reduced length of Granville Board of Education terms. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute for House Bill 30, referred to the Committee on Rules. House Bill 88, Guilford Board of Education vacancies. Favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill, and re-referred original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar. Committee substitute, House Bill 88, referred to the Committee on Rules. Representative Bradford, Kidwell, Setzer, Ray, Howard, Ross, and Tyson are recognized to send forth the Finance Committee report. House Bill 76, Access to Healthcare Options, favorable and re-referred. House Bill 76 will be referred to Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House. Representative Blackwell, Cotham, and Torbett recognized to send forth the Education K-12 Committee Report. House Bill 8, Computer Science Grad Requirement, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill, unfavorable calendar committee sub, House Bill 8, referred to the Committee on State Government. House Bill 11, Schools for the Deaf and Blind, favorable committee sub, unfavorable original bill and re-referred. Original bill placed on the unfavorable calendar, whereas committee substitute for House Bill 11, referred to the Committee on State Government. Representative Destin Hall is recognized to send forth the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee Report. House Bill 27, elect Thomasville City Board of Education, favorable. House Bill 27, calendar 36B for the 15th. House Bill 30, reduced length of Granville Board of Education terms. House Bill 30 being favorable, 36B for the 15th. House Bill 31, Rowan Salisbury Board of Education, filing period, favorable. House Bill 31. 36B for the 15th. House Bill 36, firearms training, probation, and parole officers, favorable. House Bill 36, 36B for the 15th. House Bill 88, Guilford Board of Education vacancies, favorable. House Bill 88, 36B for the 15th. And House Resolution 102, favorable for adoption. House Resolution 102, 36B for the 15th.